The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I'm Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. One day, homesick from third grade, I passed the afternoon by reading the book of Revelation in the Bible. I'm just going to come out and say that is not good reading for children. It kept me up at night. I think it must have been the authorial intent to keep the reader from getting any sleep at all until Armageddon had been fought and won by all the heavenly good guys. It's been nearly 40 years, and I still puzzle over the images of fright and strife in those passages. And of course, sometimes I now catch myself wondering whether any of those things foretold have yet come to pass. It's a fascination that's part literary curiosity, part spiritual dread. And to tell the truth, it doesn't get any less scary. I may as well be an 8-year-old home with a stomachache. It's a subject matter that, to this day, ties me up in knots. Today's poem reminds me of the advice my sister Wanda gave me when I finally told her what was keeping me up at night. "Don't worry," she said. "It'll be a total adventure." Today's poem is Interesting Times by Mark Jarman, a deadpan reminder that we don't have to sit around waiting for the biblical end of days to witness bedlam and unrest. It's right here, all over the place, and we don't have much of an alternative. Interesting Times by Mark Jarman. Everything's happening on the cusp of tragedy, the tip of comedy, the pivot of event. You want a placid life? Find another planet. This one is occupied with the story's arc, about to happen, on the verge, horizontal. You want another planet? Try the moon. Try any of the 8. Try Planet X. It's out there somewhere, black with serenity. How interesting will our times become? How much more interesting can they become? A crow with something dangling from its beak flaps onto a telephone pole top, daintily, and croaks its victory to other crows and tries to keep its morsel to itself. A limp shape, leggy, stunned, drops from the black beak's scissors like a rag. We drive past, commenting, and look upward. A sunny morning, too cold to be nesting, unless that is a nest the crow has seized against the coming spring. We've been at this historical site before, but not in any history we remember. The present has been cloaked in cloud before, and not on any holy mountaintop. To know the stars will one day fly apart so far they can't be seen is almost a relief, for the future flies in one direction, toward us. And the only way to sidestep it, the only way, is headed this way too. So, look, that woman's got a child by the hand. She's dragging him across the street. He's crying and she's shouting, but we see only dumb show. Their breath is smoke. Will she give in and comfort him? Will he concede at last? we do not know. Their words are smoke. In a minute, they'll be somewhere else entirely. Everyone, in a minute, will be somewhere else entirely, as the crow flies. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation. To get a poem delivered to you daily, go to slowdownshow.org and sign up for our newsletter.
Happy Poetry Month. Listeners of The Slowdown are invited to celebrate with a discounted subscription to Poetry Magazine. For $20, subscribers receive 10 book-length issues of poetry sent right to their doors, plus unlimited access to the Poetry Magazine app and all of its goodies, back issues, and audio recordings of poems. Subscribe today at poetrymagazine.org/theslowdown to receive this special offer.